Gemara Daf Chav Gimel discusses the sugi of Ner Chanukah. What exactly the mitzvah of Hadlakas HaNeros is? Is it one of Hadlakos HaMitzvah or, surprisingly, Hanochos HaMitzvah? The Gemara is poshet the Abaye that the mitzvah is one of Hadlakas HaNer. The Gemara says the Nusach HaBracha is Lahadlik Ner, and the Nusach HaBracha is a significant indicator as to the nature of the bracha itself. He pointed out that that's true when it comes to many other cases as well. He mentioned the Tosus Nivamuf, the Sariyam Udbeis, if the bracha is Lehisate, Petzitzis, the Maisatif is considered to be that which is the mitzvah. You make a bracha v'alachilas maror, that's poshim shavarash, you see it's a mitzvah sachila, it's not just simply a zecher lemikdash, and therefore a shir of kazayis is necessary. Very often the bracha is very telling in terms of the nature of the mitzvah itself. And therefore, it's a mitzvah sadlak. The Gemara says, since indeed that's true, that hashti damrinan halakos a mitzvah, hidika cheresh shota v'kata no'asa v'loklum. So therefore, a bar chiyuva has to be madlik tener Chanukah. Otherwise, it's not considered to be an appropriate ner Chanukah at all. Maybe somewhat of a chiddush, because that means if you hold hanachos a mitzvah, the halakha can even be done ayidei cheresh shota v'kata. Why is that considered to be a chiddush? Because at the very top of the Chav Gimel and Aleph, the Gemara says the following. You have a case of Ashashis. You have a fire that's burning all day. And you know what? Oh, the case is at Shabbos. After all, that they needed light during Shabbos. And therefore, Tosus explains that they would light the candles to burn for the duration of Shabbos. And lo and behold, that the candle still is burning on Motzei Shabbos. That's how Tosus understands. The case was in Er Shabbos, it's continuing to burn. Rashi writes, no, even in Er Chanukah, they continued to burn into the night. Can I use that for the following night? For tonight's Er Chanukah, Motzei Shabbos. So the Gemara says that no. The Gemara says, Ashashis, Shahaisa Dolekes. So you know what? Motzei Shabbos, Mechaba Umadlika. Mechaba Umadlika, you have to extinguish it. And you have to relight it. So the Gemara says, that's a giveaway. Hadlakos HaMitzvah. What's the raya that it's Hadlakos HaMitzvah? So not what you think. Not what you think. The Gemara says, if you hold Hadlakos HaMitzvah, that's very good. Mechabu Madika. But if you hold Hanochos HaMitzvah, guess what? There are more steps. Mechabe, you have to extinguish it. Magbiha, you have to pick it up. Menicha, you have to put it down. And Madlika. That's probably not what you thought, no? You probably thought that if the Gemara says Hanochos HaMitzvah, just pick it up and put it down. No. The Gemara says, if you hold Hanochos HaMitzvah, it's a chumrah. Of course you have to relight it, but it's not enough to relight it. You have to do a new Ma'is Hanach as well. That's Tosus's kasha. The top Tosus, Chav Gimel Amud Aleph, if you hold Hanochos HaMitzvah, why do you have to extinguish it and relight it altogether? No? The Gemara should have said, Hadlakos HaMitzvah means you light. Hanachos HaMitzvah means just do a Maisa Hanacha. That's considered to be sufficient. So Tosus says, no, that's not true. Even if you hold Hanachos HaMitzvah. Yeah, but let's say fancy. No, the Cheftza, it has to be an Er Chanukah. You can't pick up a table and say Hanachos HaMitzvah. You have to pick up an Er Chanukah. Tosus says the case was an Er Shabbos. You're going to pick up an Er Shabbos and put it down. That's not called Hanachos HaMitzvah. The Hanacha has to be done on that which Becheft is considered to be a Ner Chanukah. And therefore, if you hold Hanachos HaMitzvah, of course you have to extinguish and relight. It has to be a Ner Chanukah. But in addition to that, you have to do a Mais Hanacha. Wow, so that's Tosus as you saw. That even if you hold that Hanachos HaMitzvah, Becheft, it has to be a Ner Chanukah. Fascinating. The Gemara says, if you like an Er Chanukah l'mala mesra mama, you know what? You can't lower it. When the Shulchan Aruch quotes this, the Rama, he writes, because Hadlakos HaMitzvah, which would seem to indicate that if you hold Hanachos HaMitzvah, it would be okay to lower it. The Gemara just says you can't lower it. If you have something which is l'mala mesra mama, you know what? You can't just lower it. You have to go ahead and light again. Lamata Mesra Mama. Does that have anything at all to do with Hadlakos HaMitzvah? Or Hanochos HaMitzvah? The Gemara doesn't say that. That's what the Rama writes. It's because Hadlakos HaMitzvah, that's a very great finish. That Hadlakos HaMitzvah, you can't do it. But if you'll hanachos mitzvah, that would be okay. That would be okay. You know what you see from that, Rama, apparently? That a Ner Chanukah, which is the Mala Meser Mama, the Chetzah really is a Ner Chanukah. If it wouldn't be a Ner Chanukah, it wouldn't even meet the standard of hanachos mitzvah. No? That's a very fascinating machlokes. La Mala Meser Mama. Apostle. The Sukkah, the Mala Meser Mama. Psula? Or no. The Chetzah, yes, but Lo Sholta Be'ina. Lo Sholta Be'ina. Maybe in order to fulfill the mitzvah sagavra, the mitzvah yeshiva, it has to be within the range of vision. But I wouldn't call that schach basel. If it's lamala meser, for example, a tosa sukkah daptesim a days, you have sukkah which is lamala meser mama, and you know what? Somebody knocks on your door and says, that's too tall, that's too tall. It's no good. That's the Mishnah, that bays and sukkah, no? That bays and sukkah. Even in the shlo yeshivas, they usually get to bays of aleph, no? They start at the box. Sometimes not. They go beyond the box. No, but the Mishnah, no, the opening Mishnah, that you can have such a sukkah. Is that a sukkah kshera, but lo shol tebeina, lach in gavra? It's a psul. Rabbi Natan writes the following. You know what? It was really hard for me to get all the way up there. I rented a cherry picker, you know, to put the schach so tall. I don't have it anymore. Rabbi Natan says, no problem. Just create a lower level of schach. A lower level of schach. Wow. So the Rosh calls Rabbi Yeshaya that screams, no, a lower level of schach. But what do you can put schach beneath your ceiling? You can have schach kosher underneath schach pasul. Of course you can't have that. You have to get rid of, you have to dismantle that schach. It's not enough to create a lower level. If you were to ask me, what is the machlokas for Rabbi Yeshaya? L'chor, it's exactly that point. Mamala mesra mama, is that a psul chevtza, schach pasul? Or no, it's just a problem sholta beina. And if I could solve that problem, having a lower level of schach, that's good. That's not comparable to having metal poles on top of schach. That's schach kasha and schach kasha. You're right. I have to solve the problem of shol tebeina. I can solve it by having a lower level. That sounds like a very fascinating machlokas as to whether something which is gavon l'mamis or mamis is a psul, or whether it's an ikim mitzvah sagavra. No, maybe with that question. Now about, is it sufficient just to go ahead and to create a lower level? Wow. The reason this is relevant, I'll tell you, is the following. You have a ner which is lamala me eser mama hilchas Chanukah. You know, can I lower it? Well, if you hold halakos mitzvah, of course not. The hadlaka has to be mako mitzvah. But if it's hanachos mitzvah, so maybe I can now do the hanacha, which is lamata eser mama. What's wrong with that? Oh, is that like Ashoshis? Where Tosla says you have to have the Chetza, a Kasher Ner Chanukah, to do the Hanacha. So maybe that Machlokes and a Din D'Oraisa, Rabbi Natan Ben Yeshua, when it comes to Sukkah, is a parallel Machlokes. When it comes to Chas Chanukah, what's wrong with lowering the Ner Chanukah L'mata Meser Mama? Is that absolutely Asul Chol Hadeos? Or is that dependent on Hadlokos HaMitzvah or Hanachos HaMitzvah? That's an important issue, because that's the Yisod, Tosos Chof Gimel and Aleph, that you have to have a Kasher Ner Chanukah. And now you can talk about, is it necessary to have a Hanacha or not? But if you don't have the Ner Chanukah, Tosos says the case was a candle that was for Onen Shabbos, when he was for Ner Chanukah. Rashi writes, yesterday's Ner Chanukah. Well, that's a Chiddush. Even yesterday's Ner Chanukah, in such a case, that would not be a candidate to lower it if you hold on Hanachos HaMitzvah. Well, that's like a, it's not a Chefetz Shel Chanukah. That's a somewhat surprising. Why do I mention this? Because the Gemara does say that Cheresh Shota Bekata is dependent on Hanachos HaMitzvah and Hanachos HaMitzvah. Wow. So Tosos points out that apparently you see a Chiddush that Cheresh Shota Bekata is better than Ashoshis. Tosis writes, Ashoshis, there was no heker at all that was lit in the Shem Chanukah. Here, in all appearances, it was lit in the Ner Chanukah. No? But you know what? The one who did the Hadlaka was a Cheresh Shel Tevekatah. That would be sufficient if you hold Hanachos HaMitzvah. And the fact that we assume Dika Cheresh Shel Tevekatah no asav lo kum, that's a raya. That's a raya that Hadlakos HaMitzvah. That's an important distinction. When you come to psulim of sukkah, is a din d'oraisa, or midrabanan, when it carries over to Ner Chanukah, is that an ikim hamitzvah? Is that really considered to be a psul of psul chevtza? Nafkamina, if you hold hanachos hamitzvah, where You need the chefetz shel mitzvah, but you can do a ma'isa. A ma'isa anocha. Okay? The Ran, Daf Yud and Daf Yarif, points out the following. Katan. A katan cannot go ahead and light. Why can't a katan light? After all, Ner Chanukah is a mitzvah d'Rabbanan. And a katan shigil chinuch is a chiyuv of chinuch. And we assume that means a katan is a bar chiyuv. The katan is a bar chiyuv. That's the Ran, Tosus, because the Gemara says in Brachos Tavchav that a katan can be motzi a gadol when it comes to a din rabbanan. A din rabbanan ben mevarech la'aviv. A child can be motzi a gadol and berachas hamazon. The Gemara says, how is that possible? Berachas hamazon daraisa. No, we're talking about a case where the gadol only ate a kazayis. The gadol did not eat kadei sviya. And therefore, the gadol is only chayiv drabanan. The katan is chayiv drabanan. Asi drabanan, no mapik drabanan. Asi drabanan, no mapik drabanan. Well, so you see that it's possible for a katan to motzi a gadol. So the Balitur is very bothered. But Ner Chanukah is a din drabanan. Why does it say hidika chereshot of a katan also below klum? What do you mean? That's good. That should absolutely work. So fascinating, right? The Ran quotes, the Balitur. That, you know what? Enochinami, in higiyah lechinuch mutter. Katan is like cherish v'shota shlo higiyah lechinuch. Wow, that Gemara in Shabbos, Sof Gimel, Lefurish, that if the katan lights, no, it's no good. Even though the Ikra Mitzvah is one candle, but if the katan lit that one candle, that's not good for the others at all, because he's only a katan. No, that's only a katan which is shlo higiyah lechinuch. If it was a katan shigil chinuch in achanami, just like Ben Mavarich Lovit, the same thing is true when it comes to Nachanata. That's a very, very great Kiddush. And the Mechaber quotes both deos, Tov Rei Shayin Hei. The Mechaber writes the following, that you know what, that a woman is chayiv in Nachanaka, but cherishot of a katan lo asuklum, and v'yesh mishomer, the katan shigi lechinuch mutter, a yeshomer with the Bal Yitter, that a katan is good, a katan indeed is good. So the Mechaber quotes both days. The Ran has the 2 days. Daf Yud and Daf Yarif. Okay, so the 2 days. What's fascinating is when you look in the Bal Yitter writes this, not only when it comes to Ner Chanukah, but even when it comes to Kriyas HaMegillah. And when you look in the Perla Halach and Hilchos Megillah, the Mechaber does not write it. In Tafresh Beites, in Sif Beis, there, the Mechaber writes simply that, you know what? Im haya kore cher shote b'katan, finished. No, lo yatsa. A katan can't be motzi a gadol in Kriyas HaMegillah, but a katan can be motzi when it comes to Ner Chanukah. Look, if you argue that a katan's a bar chiyuv, drabanan, we should be good. Why should we argue that there's a difference? That's the tzarachi under the Magen Avraham. The Magen Avraham in Tafresh Beites, just as bothered, the tzarachi, that the Beis Yosef, the Mechaber, in a Chos Chanukah cites the Bal Yitter, and when it comes to Chos Purim, he does not. So if you take a look at the Psicha Kalalas of the Prima Gadim, Chelak Aleph Osir Ches, and this is also the Me'iri, Megillah Daf Yudes, but this part of the whole Maracha of the Prima Gadim, where the Prima Gadim begins, not by telling you, no, not everything is created equal. Not all dinim darais are equal. Not all dinim darabanan are equal. Realize that. That's an important yesod. And when it comes to dinim darabanan, there are different gradations, takanos, gzeros, minhagim, divrei kabbalah, asmachta, that they're different levels. Levels of chiyuv. And you know what the answer is? Is that the chiyuv of Kriyas HaMegillah is not the same as Halakas Ner Chanukah. Halakas Ner Chanukah is a takana d'rabanan. A takana d'rabanan. That's clear. That Shabbos Chav Gimel. What exactly is Kriyas HaMegillah? Kriyas HaMegillah, that already is the Mufurish and Me'iri, Megillah Daf Yutes. Kriyas HaMegillah is Midivrei Kabbalah. Kriyas HaMegillah is ordained in Kisvei HaKadosh. Tanakh. If you have a Din Rabbanan that's found in Ksuvim, that already elevates. That is called Divrei Kabbalah. Kriyas HaMegillah is not Rabbanan. Kriyas HaMegillah is Divrei Kabbalah. Wow. If you look at, we discussed last year before Purim, now the Tur Yevin, Megillah, Daf Dalim, and Aleph, he writes, that's also relevant to women in Kriyas HaMegillah. Because the Tur Yevin writes, you know, there is a sheet of the Bahad that women, although they're obligated in Kriyas HaMegillah, that's Mufurish, Megillah, Daf Dalim, Afeinu Bosmanes, women cannot be Motzi men in Kriyas HaMegillah. You know what the answer is? Kriyas HaMegillah is Divrei Kabbalah. But Afein Hayobo Solanes is only Din Rabbanan. The Chiyuv of women in Kriyas HaMegillah is Rabbanan. The Chiyuv of men is Midivrei Kabbalah. And therefore, Lo Asid Rabbanan Umapi, Divrei Kabbalah. Then the Tur Yevin has another piece. He doesn't put the two of them together. But the Tur Yevin writes, and if you're willing to accept this Chiddush, I'll go a step further, that when is Kriyas HaMegillah Midivrei Kabbalah? Kriyas HaMegillah is Midivrei Kabbalah only by Yom, not Balayla. You know, it's a little bit stunning. When you look in all Mishnayos, there's no reference in Mishnayos to Kriyas HaMegillah Balayla. The Mishnah references Kriyas HaMegillah by Yom. Maybe the observation is that Kriyas HaMegillah Balayla was a later Takana. How late? Not so clear. But a later Takana, It's found in the Gemara, no doubt. It's not in the Talmud of Aleph. But it's not found in the Mishnah. It's a fascinating, like, ha'ara. Like, when was it? You don't have to assume it's a Takara Samurai. But clearly, the Ika Mitzvah Kriya Samigla is Vayona Balayla. And therefore, the following possibilities, the Kriya Samigla Balayla is a Din Rabbanan. Kriya Samigla is Divrei Kabbalah. Maybe that could be another reason for the Shita Bali Atosis that you repeat the Shachyana Bayon. Because, no, I wasn't Yotze last night. Because this is a new mitzvah, Midirei Kabbalah, that I didn't fulfill since last year. I lay last night, Drabana, And that's Mefurish, Meiri, Megillah, Daf Yutes, Mabez, Kriyas HaMegillah, Zirei Kabbalah. So that could explain why, when it comes to a katan, no, a katan can't be motzi, a gadol, because a katan is only a brachiva, Drabana, and women cannot, and maybe one cannot raise a fasting issue. Can a katan or women be motzi, a man in Kriyas HaMegillah? Balayla, If the chiv is only a din, is only a din Rabbanan. That's true when it comes to Kriyas HaMegillah. Ner Chanukah is a takana Rabbanan. So therefore the Bayit Shita is, when it comes to Ner Chanukah, Sidra Mapik Rabbanan. But not when it comes to Kriyas HaMegillah. Tosus Megillah Daf Yutesim Abeis is bothered by this Kiddush. If a katan really is a bar chiyuva, Rabbanan, why can't a katan be motzi gadol in Kriyas HaMegillah? Why not? What's wrong with it? Why can't a katan be motzi a gadol in Ner Chanukah? What's the difference between Berachas HaMazon as opposed to Ner Chanukah? So Tosus writes the following Chiddush. You know what? There's Daraisa. There's Derabanan. Whoa, but it doesn't end there. Then there's something which is called a trade Rabbanan. Maybe a Tlas Derabanan. You know what? A gadol. A gadol is a bar chiyuva d'araisa. The mitzvah of Kriyas HaMegillah is d'rabanan. A katan in Kriyas HaMegillah is two steps removed. It's a double jump. Two steps removed from a chiyuva d'araisa. Number one, the mitzvah is only d'rabanan. Number two, the chiyuva of a katan, even in mitzvahs d'araisa, is only a din d'rabanan. So here you're dealing with a mitzvah d'rabanan and a bar chiyuva d'rabanan. And a gadol is a barachiva d'araisa. So one drabanan is a higher level than a trade drabanan, and therefore that's Tosus and Megillah. That's the Tosus base. Wow. What about the Gemara, Brachas Tavchav, Birchas HaMazon? A katan can be motzi a gadol Birchas HaMazon. Isn't that a trade drabanan? Birchas HaMazon of Kazayis is only drabanan. A katan is a barachiva drabanan. Oh, so Tosus says you have to add a little bit to the Gemara. The Gemara says, how is it possible for a katan yomotzi a gadol, isn't it in daraisa? The gadol ate a kazayis. You know what Tosus adds? But the katan ate kadesviya. The katan ate kedei sviya. So if the katan eats kedei sviya, so in such a case, the katan did that which is a chiva berchas amezan daraisa, but he's only a chiva derabanan. And that's exactly parallel to a gadol that eats a kazayis, who's a bar chiva daraisa, and the shir is only a derabanan, but inachinami. If the katan and the gadol ate the same thing, they both ate only a kazayis, a katan cannot be motzi a gadol in berchas amezan. Because for a katan it'll be a trei derabanan, and for a gadol it's only a chad derabanan. Wow, that's a chiddush tosfos. Again, Megillah Daf Yotes, a katan cannot be motzi a gadol in kriyas Megillah. The Meiri, different couple of verses, the Rabbanan. So it says, no, Chad Rabbanan versus Trade Rabbanan. Chad Rabbanan versus a case of Trade Rabbanan. You know, that could mean, for example, even in our case, that maybe, according to Tosas, a Katan can be Motzi Gadol and Kriyas Megillah Balayla. Even if you assume it's a Din Rabbanan. Because for a Katan, it's a Trade Rabbanan. It's a Trade Rabbanan. That's an important possibility. Okay? Maybe one could explain that, you know what, according to Tosos, maybe there's an essential difference then between Ner Chanukah as opposed to Kriyas HaMegillah. This is a chiddush that Rav Shmuel Rizovsky suggested. It's printed in the Sefer Zikaron, Zichron Shmuel and Siman Yotes. That, according to Tosos' beer, Chad Rabbanan, Trade Rabbanan, is there any basis to distinguish in Kriyas HaMegillah as opposed to Chanukah? Chanukah, we discussed, no? To what extent is Ner Chanukah Choves HaGavra? To what extent do we assume it's a Choves HaBayis? To what extent is it a Choves HaBayis? Again, Choves HaBayis does not mean, you know, the bricks and mortar. It doesn't mean the building. The building is Chayv and Kriyas HaMegillah. Choves HaBayis means, I mentioned on Tuesday, no? That sometimes the Torah has a Chiyuv that is a collective Chiyuv, meaning Mibenehem, among them, this is what must be done. When we say, of course, there's a mitzvah of achilas kodshim, but you know what? The mitzvah is fulfilled through the kohanim. Kohanim ochlim banim miskapim. So this kohen eats. What does that have to do with me? My kohen? Oh, he's my shliach. It's a formal shlichus. That's not a formal shlichus. No, poshut pshat simply. That, you know what? There's a mitzvah in cheftz of achilas kodshim. And you know what? The Kohanim must see to it that that indeed is true. That indeed is true. As opposed to other mitzvahs. Oh, that's that Beis Halevi. That Achilas Korban Pesach is a Choves HaGavra. And Achilas Kodshim is a Lachin Cheftza. And the Beis Halevi lists like Nafkaminas. Whether it's a mitzvah in Cheftza, whether it's a mitzvah in Gavra, maybe a Shir. Do you need a Shir Kazayis? You know what the significance of a Shir is? I have to eat this amount today, Latze Sirei Chavasa. To be Yotze. Yotze what? To be Yotze, the mitzvah of Matzah after the Kazayis. The mitzvah of Achilas Kodshim. Shakodshim Yiyu Ne'echolim. You know what? That, who says that requires a Kazayis? Who says that requires a Kazayis? In fact, when it comes to Achilas Kodshim, Psachim Daf Gimel, the Konim complained. Higiani Kapul. If you're going to take, for example, the Lechem Apanim, and you're going to divide it to the kohanim. How much do you think each kohen is going to get? No? They're going to get a very, very small piece. And Eina Chinami, the Gemara describes that the kohanim complained that they got such a small amount. There's a Tosas Yishanim, Yuma Daf Lametes. But Achila requires a Kazayis. Forget about the complaint department. No, the mitzvah requires a Kazayis. Oh, so that's the beautiful Chiddush of the Beis Halevi. Achilas Kodshim is Lachin Cheftza. Shakodshim Yihiyu Ne'echolim. And therefore, you don't need achilas kazayis. You don't need achilas kazayis. And therefore, as long as you make sure indeed that that's true, I'll give you maybe more than a mashal. 3 days in Hilchos Kiddush, Reisha and Aleph. Do you have to drink the wine of Kiddush? Yes. You know, with the three shitas, no? The Gonim Shita, Hamavarek Tzarech Shito, the Mekadesh has to drink. And the next shita, no. Second shita, Shacharach, someone has to drink. In a third sheet, the sheet of the Ritva, Tziruv. Everybody can take a sip. And if at the end of the day, the shear was consumed, that's good enough. Wow. That wouldn't work for matzah. Everybody will take a bite and will, no, the chiddush is that the shtia is a halach of shtia sakos. Cheftzer shel kos. Kos shel bracha. And therefore, that day in Shulchan Aruch means that, you know what? Tziruv. You know, it's not so simple about siruf when it comes to kiddush. What's the shir? What's the shir? Malalugman. There's something unusual about the shir malalugman. No? It's one of those unusual cases where it's a subjective shir. It's a subjective shir. You know, your malalugman can be different than my malalugman. No? You're saying in a nice way. That guy has a very big mouth. No? So, you know, his malalugman is much larger than someone else's. No? The shir is, it's fascinating. You can have siruf in a subjective shir. And it's not so clear how that works exactly, no? How exactly would that work, no? We're going to rely on the shir, and we'll be misarif five different people, each one that has a different shir, no? So you take averages, you look for a mean, you look for the derech hamamutza, you use percentages, like you just chumra lekula, not so simple, how that would manifest itself. In terms of the detail, the real detail, you know, how would that work? Your malugmav is 2 ounces, and someone else is 2.5 ounces, and someone else is 1.75 ounces, and we see you can have tziruf. So how exactly would that work? Not found in Shulchan Aruch. But you do have chiyuv, and when we say, you know, a collective chiyuv. I mentioned yibum, no? The brother is responsible, l'hakim shem l'achiv hameis. But you know what? When one brother does chalitz, one brother does, that's a formal shlichus. A formal shlichus. Or does it mean that, you know what? The brothers have to see to it that the zika is resolved, either al yidei yibum or al yidei chalitza. That's what we mean when we talk about a chobes habayis. It means, to use language of the Rambam, you have to have a ner doluk babayis, a ner doluk babayis. What the Rambam writes in Perkei Kol Shabbos, and what the Rambam writes here in Perek Dav Hilchos Hanukkah, kol bayis u baylis, madik ner echad. That's the Ikra mitzvah. Now, the bnei bayis have to see to it that the candle, and even Mahajra Mahajra, the candles are lit. And therefore the Rambam writes, you know what? It's only one person that does so. But everyone is being Yotzei because of the notion of Achovas, Achovas Habayis. Kriyas HaMegillah, Achovas Habayis. Kriyas HaMegillah is Achovas HaGavra, Achovas HaGuf. You know, it's not so simple, but even if one would explain and use the Svar of an Ishto Kegufo when it comes to Ner Chanukah, you're not going to use Ishto Kegufo when it comes to Kriyas HaMegillah, no. You ask the woman, did you hear Kriya Samigilat? My husband did, no? But somehow the possibility of an Ishto Kegufo when it comes to, it's Kiddush, right? The Gemara doesn't have Ishto Kegufo in that context. But you can understand with the assumption that the Rambam writes, this is a Chobas HaBayis. The Bnei Bayis have to see to it that, yes, that they have their share in, and therefore that's true. Mashenkin when it comes to Kriya Samigilat. Oh. So I ask you the following. It's clear that if, for example, the Ner Chanukah is lit by one who is not a Bar Chayiv at all, that's not going to satisfy the Chobas Habayis. You know, the maid lights the Ner Chanukah, no? Today's day and age, no? The maid cooks for Shabbos, the maid does everything, no? So, good. The maid lights the Ner Chanukah because they're busy partying, no? The maid lights the Ner Chanukah. Say, no, that's not good. Shabbos Chopkin, no? A katan goes that lights the Ner Chanukah. Katan Shigil Achinach. So you're going to tell me, oh, Tosus Migodaf Yates, trade Rabbanan. Oh, that's a lumpus, no? The difference between a Chad Rabbanan and a trade Rabbanan, that's clearly relevant for a Chobas HaGavra. In order for me to be motzing you, so in such a case, you have to pair the Chayuvim. If one's Daraisa, one's Rabbanan, that doesn't work. So if Tosus is Chiddush, if one's a Chad Rabbanan, one's a trade Rabbanan, it doesn't work. They're in different planes. If I tell you the following, we're not talking about my being motzi with Shomei HaKoneh. We're not talking about my being motzi with Shlichus. We're talking about a Chobas HaBayis, and the Chobas HaBayis requires a Ner Doluk. So you'll tell me a Lamdus, that you know what, it's not called an Ner Chanukah, it's lit by a Goy. That's true. If it's lit by a Trei Drabanan, it's not called an Ner Chanukah. And it's not good for a Chad Drabanan. Ad Kedei Kach. Oh, that's the Chiddush then, of the Mechaber to split Chanukah from Megillah. In a Chobas HaGavra, there's a difference in a Chad Rabbanan as opposed to cases of a Trei Rabbanan. That's clear. But if you're not talking about a Chobas HaGavra, Chobas HaBayis, so in order to label it as a Ner Chanukah, oh, we already discussed, no? Ner Chanukah cannot be a Ner Shabbos that continues to burn on Motzoi Shabbos. That's Hashashis. Can it be called a Ner Chanukah if it's Lamala Mesrim and Lower Tesrim? Well, that's interesting, no? Lit by a Shota, oh, that's not called. If you hold halakos a mitzvah, nacha, yes. If you hold halakos a mitzvah, and a katan is a bar chiyuvah, But he's a trader as opposed to a chadra banan. That's the chiddush. Then of the Shulchan Aruch, you know, that I understand. That's Tudeus. In Tafresh Ayane. But in Tafresh Peites and Kriya Samigilin, nothing to talk about. Then absolutely no. That's a beautiful chiddush. Know the difference between Kriya Samigilin, which is a Chovas HaGavra, as opposed to Nechanak, which is a Chovas HaBayis. The Chovas HaBayis requires the Cheftz of the Cheftz of Nechanakah. And the fact that it's a Chadra or it's a trade about it, that would not be true. Let me ask you the following. I like the Ner Chanukah. I make three brachas. Yeah. The rest of the Chanukah, two brachas. Hamadlik. One less. You can make a bracha on Re'iyah. We discussed that, no? Chav Gimel. Let's assume, for example, right, that a person made the bracha of the Roeh, and it was a Ner that was lit by a Katan, who's a Chad Rabbanan. Trade Rabbanan. Would you say that's not a Ner Chanukah? Like, that's a fascinating issue. For the Roma Mavarech Shtayim, it wouldn't be called Roma Mavarech Shtayim. It's like making a bracha on a street lamp. Because a katan, it's not even called an Ner Chanukah. Like, that's a fascinating deal. Can I make my bracha on Re'iyah on the Ner Chanukah Beis HaKnesses? No? That's not a cheftish on Ner Chanukah. Rivash writes an achsanai can be yotze with that, no? It is a cheftish on Ner Chanukah, no? I'll ask you the following, no? In the time of the Gemara, they're outside. So what happens if you have this real mansion, you know? And you have like all these entrances. So the Rabashit, no? You have to be madlik at every entrance. Mishum chshad, no? Because, you know, a person is going to see your entrance, there's no Ner Chanukah. Wow, he's going to assume, you know, that you didn't light Ner Chanukah. We're going to have to do the sugi chshad tates, no? Tates meseches beitzah, no? We'll see. That's the difference in chshad and marisai and all the different details, you know. But clearly, a person cannot put himself in a situation which compromises his integrity. He didn't do the wrong thing. He lit a Ner Chanukah. Ner Chanukah was the front door, wasn't the back door. Yeah, but somebody's going to see the back door without a Ner Chanukah. So what's the answer? Who cares? No, that's his problem. No. Yisim nekim, Yisham Yisrael. That's your problem, right? You have to conduct yourself in a way that it's squeaky clean. Squeaky clean. Wow. So ask you the following. Can a Roeh make a bracha on the Ner that you lit, Yisham Chshad? No? I'm letting it the back door, the side door. You know what? Yeah, that's Mishum Chshad. Can you make a bracha on Chshad? Can you make a bracha on Marisayim? Can the Roeh be Yotzei with that? And if he can't be Yotzei with that, whoa, that becomes very complicated, no? You don't have a home, no problem. Make a bracha on Riyah. Oh, I see this house. It has five different menorahs. I have to make the bracha on the Ner Chanukah, not on Chshad, no? So I kind of like knock on the door. They're afraid you're a mashulach here. Come and give tzedakah. They're answering. No, not a mashulach. I just want to know. No, which is the ikar mitzvah? Which is the chshad? Because I want to make a bracha of anriya. No. So which is the? Or do I say no? That's not true. That's a thing to think about. No. Homework. No. Over there. Makoros. No. Can I make a bracha of shasanisim shechianu on the chshad menorah? On the Chshad menorah, on the Maris Ayim menorah. Now that's like a heavy issue. No? In other words, you don't need Yetzias Rechavasa, but you do need Bechevtsa. Bechevtsa, it's an Ner Chanukah. So, what about all these cases that indeed mentioned? So, a katan is obligated, but it's a trade rabbanan. It doesn't have the status of an Ner Chanukah at all. Or, no, you know, in terms of a Chovas HaGavra, it's true. It's not the same Chiyuv as you. But nonetheless, it does. And then the Chiddush, that maybe that's the Shita of the Mechaber, that we can talk about it for a Chovas HaBayis, but we can't talk about a Chad and Trey when it comes to a Chovas HaGavra. That's a fascinating deal. So Katan is obligated to light. After all, a mitzvah of Chinuch. And that's what, again, the Shulchan Aruch writes, that a Katan, Shegila Chinuch, has to write. That's in Tafresh Ayin Zayin. A katan has to go ahead and light Ner Chanukah, because after all, is a katan shi gilachinach. And therefore he has to lie. So that's the Shulchan Aruch. A katan, a gilachinach is sarah, tzadah. The Magen writes the following. What exactly is the case? What exactly is this case? They say, you know what? Katan has to lie because indeed there's a mitzvah. There's a mitzvah of chinach. So you ready for this? The Magen writes the following. Efsha. The Mairi Sheish Lobayas. Ooh, you know? Neighborhoods, not like, the katan has the light. Yeah, the katan has his own home. Ooh. The Magrav writes, Shulchan Aruch writes, a katan has to make sure light is chayav midrabana. The Mairi Sheish Lobayas. This is his home. He was Yorish's home. This is his home. He has to light. So this is where the 12-year-old is living. He has to light. I is a chinuch, he has to light. But what about the following? No, the normal case. You're part of the household. Beikar mitzvah is ner Yishuv Esa. The need for anyone else to light is only Mahadrin. So that's the efshur of the Magen Avraham. Because the Shulti HaGiborim writes that, you know what, even if there's a mitzvah of chinuch, how do you know chinuch includes Mahadrin? Is that really a chiyuv? Of course there's a mitzvah of chinuch. And the katan is a bar chiyuva. And the parents have to mechanech the katan. That certainly is true. But there are different gradations of the mitzvah. Is it so obvious that there's a chinuch min Mahadrin, in Mahadrin? You know? The problem with the chinuch sets of Dalet Minim, usually it's like a code word for puzzle, no? That certainly is no good. No, that's mefurish. Sukkadav Beis. It has to be kosher. But about the notion that, you know what, so for my 8-year-old, we'll have a kosher Dalet Minim. And you know what, for the Bar Mitzvah Bachar, we'll have Mehudarim. Is there no chinuch an hindur? Oh, so that's what the Magen Avraham writes. That's the Efshar. If this is a house that the Katan is living in by himself, of course he's chayim. That's chinuch. But if he's part of the household, now you're talking about Ner Lecholecha V'Yachad is only the Mahadrin. Also, maybe Me'ikar Hadin, that the chiyuv of chinuch would be met because the katan is fulfilling the mitzvah through the ikar hadlaka. And even though the practice, the Ramah, that you know what, everybody lights separately, okay, but is that true? So the Shulti Gevorim writes that Mahadrin is Ner Lecholecha V'Yachad. The Shulti Gevorim is found in Shabbos and Daftesim and Beis. And Mufurish, the Shulti Gevorim, Ben Anashim Ben Noshim, men and women, Mufurish and women, but there's no chiyuv an ketan. There's no chivang time. Because they don't say the mitzvah. And is it so obvious that me'ikar hadin, there's chinuch, when it comes to the levels of Mahadrin. And the Ramah is not that way. The Ramah in Tafrei Shayin Hei writes, Uledidan, the Ramah quotes Arminag, that kol echad me'bayi smalik bifnei atzmo. Everyone's lighting their own menorah. So that's what the Ramah writes, that a katan shegid l'chinuch also has to light his own menorah. Wow. Even though that mikra din, right, one could be yotzei dikra mitzvah al yedei acherim, but the Magen Avraham writes says, is an efsha, you know, because of the machaber. And the Ramah writes that realize that our practice are run separately, and chinuch would dictate that the katan should light separately, even though that it would be yotzei dikra mitzvah, even if it wouldn't light separately. Well, that's like a lengthy discussion in the Bir Halacha. Whether you're chayiv in Mahadrin, the Torah Sinach. I would just make the following comment, that it wouldn't be a contradiction to assume that B'chol HaTorah Kula, you don't have to reach the standard of Hidur for Chinuch, but on Chanukah you do. Because I think it's clear that Mahadrin, Aner Chanukah, is not necessarily just the concept of Hidra Mitzvah, B'chol HaTorah Kula. We discussed that Chuvas Rabbi Kaveger in Siman Yud Gimel, the possibility of making a bracha on Mahadra. Rabbi Kaveger raised that fascinating deal. No? Let's see, you follow the Rama. Everyone is lighting separately. Why does person 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, why do they make a bracha? Why do they make a bracha? And they do make a bracha. What do you see from that? Oh, one possibility of rights is you see you can make a bracha on Mahadrin. The first person that lit, that's called Neri Shabesa. What they're doing is Nelech Halecha Diachad. So you see you can make a bracha on Mahadrin. Well, if that really is true, that's at Rabbi Kaveger and Siman Yud Gimel, that you know what, that would allow that a person, let's say, lit the Ner Chanukah, and what was needed is I didn't make a bracha. Oh, but Mahadrin and Mahadrin means continue. You can obviously make the bracha for Mahadrin, Mahadrin, and Mahadrin. Or maybe even a person lit the wrong number. You know, it's a sixth night of Chanukah, lit five candles. Right? Would there be a kiyum to now light six candles? And if he's lighting six candles, can he make a bracha on that? Because after all, this is the fulfillment of Mahadrin and Mahadrin that he did not fulfill when he lit five candles. So the Kvega writes, well, look, isn't it unusual? I look what's happening in this family. Five people are making brachos. Isn't that an obvious right? You make a bracha Mahadrin. And that's what the Kvega writes, no, which also is a Chiddush. And that is now, if I go in knowing I'm lighting separately, my separate lighting is not just Mahadrin. My separate lighting is the Iker HaMitzvah. You ask me, why are you talking when the first person lights? You know what you're going to answer? I'm not being Yotze with that. I'm lighting my own. Not that I'm being Yotze, the Iker Mitzvah with him, and I'm being Yotze Mahadrin. You know why that's a Chiddush? Because all that is fine and good if you're talking about a Chovas Hagav. If you're talking about a Chovas Habayis, where all you need is a Ner Dolot Babayis, and I don't even have to be there. Is it so obvious that if my mindset is I'm lighting separately, that let's call that the Ikar Mitzvah, let's not call that Mahadrin? But that's like an important Chiddush. But no doubt one could argue that Mahadrin is different in Ner Chanukah. Different in Ner Chanukah. That's built into the Tathakana of. You know, typically Hidra Mitzvah is like a Mahalach in life, no? That Rambam, at the very end of Hilchos Yisurin Nisbeyan. Well, whatever you do, the best HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Here it's not just a mahalich, no. They're dinim misyanim. Ner lechadecha v'yechad, yom hayotzim, yom neknasim. This was part of the takana of Ner Chanukah. I'll give an example. I think this is the shortest Or Sameach. No. Perek Dalach Yud Beis in Hilchos Chanukah, where the Rambam writes, you have to abi mar b'neiros, laharbos v'shevach hakel, and even an ani has to be mocher ksus. Oh, so Or Sameach just writes, an anis mocher suso, apfa mahadrin. That's the Or Sameach. No. Wow, that's a Chiddush. An ani doesn't have to sell his garment for Hidra Mitzvah. But what about Hidra Mitzvah Ner Chanukah? So that's the Or Sameach, Dalad Yud Beis. An ani is chayv in Ner Chanukah. This is not just Hidra Mitzvah Chol HaTorah Kul. It's against the Mishnah Berurah. Mishnah Berurah writes that an ani, only one candle. I would say, ooh, that's a Mishnah Berurah Shitase of here when it comes to Katav. Because here the Mishnah Berurah discussed Na'ibir Halacha, Tafri Shayim Hei, about whether Chinuch demands Mahadrin. Whether Chinuch demands Mahadrin. One could argue, in Ner Chanukah, yes, but B'chol HaTorah Kulo, no. Because here, this is built into the very fabric of the Takana. Mahadrin, Nahadrin, and Mahadrin. And maybe indeed that's true. An important consideration. But Tzipei Sefrak writes the following Chiddush, that maybe one could distinguish between Mahadrin and Mahadrin Min HaMahadrin, meaning what? Let's assume, for example, you have the normal case of a Katan who is with his family. Okay, so maybe one could argue that, look, Nikra HaDin Yotz with a single candle. And Chinuch is not Mechayiv Mahadrin. Okay, is that what I mean? A Katan is Potter. That's the Shulta Giborim. A Katan is Potter. That's the Pasuk Magen Avraham. Magen Avraham. There is a Meiri. The Meiri on Daf Chaf Aleph. The Meiri writes, if Nelechot Echad V'Echad means Anshei Habayis. Anshei Habayis. Mary's Mufurish. Nelachalechem means Lefiminyan, B'nei Beiso. Mary adds one word. B'nei Beiso, Hagadolim, Hagadolim. The minyan of Anshei Abayis doesn't include Ketanim. Wow, that's a Chiddush. That means the Mahadrin Nelachalechem, the Rambam writes, Anshei Abayis, Anshei Abayis. It means Gedolim, not Ketanim. Wow. But maybe one could distinguish between Mahadrin, Mahadrin, and Mahadrin. That's what Tzipei Sefranek writes, Mikrei Kodesh, and Chanukah and Simen Tezvav. Meaning what? The whole family's lighting. The katan doesn't have to do anything. Okay. So, chinuch is not mechayiv the katan to perform the mitzvah. He's already outside. He's already outside. Well, let's assume the case of the house of the katan. The house of the katan. Then, of course, no? The Magen Avraham, Epsha. Maybe it's only referring to katan sheish labayis. Let's just say you have a case of a katan sheish labayis. He's certainly obligated in chinuch. He's not being yotzei adi acherim. This is his house. No? Once he's lighting, would we tell that katan only light one candle? Or do we say to the katan, what do you mean? Mahajim nemahara means kamei yotzin. Like 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, corresponding to the night of Hanukkah, the night of Hanukkah. Wow. So maybe that could be a distinction. That if a katan is not obligated to do anything at all, maybe we'll argue that, you know what, the Mahadran is not going to be mechayev a chiyuv hadlaka, a chiyuv hadlaka. But in a case where it's a beso shel katan, that he is obligated to light, and now it's just a question of the minyan haneros, we always assume that when a katan is obligated to do a mitzvah mishum chinuch, how does he do the mitzvah? Behechsher gamar kagadol. He does it as a gadol. Wow, so maybe even that possibility of shutei giborim, that in the normal case, the katan does not light at all, because mahadra is not going to be mechayiv, a chiyuv hadlaka. But if there is a chiyuv hadlaka, why would there be a chiyuv hadlaka? Oh, because enochinami. This is a house of a katan. So in such a case, enochinami. But maybe then, he's obligated to do so as well. But one could clearly distinguish in the sense that the role of Hidur Ner Chanukah as opposed to Hidur Mitzvah B'chol HaTorah Kula. And that we mentioned, that's the Rosh Hashanah Diyuk in the Rambam, Dalad Yebeis, Lahosif B'Shevach HaKel, and an Ani, even if it doesn't have anything deep whatsoever, Mamit Tzedakah, Shoel, Mocher Ksus. Well, an Ani is obligated to go ahead and to sell the shirt off his back in order to fulfill the mitzvah of Ner Chanukah. What's the Makkah? Where do you see this is true? So the Magen Mishnah, that Rambam, Dalad Yebeis writes, you know what the Makkah is, a Mishnah, no? Pesachim Dav Tzadi Tes. The Mishnah discusses Dalad Kosos. The Lel Seder is Pursum Nisa. Pursum and is clear. You know, we don't recite a bracha of Shasanisim. Yeah, but we say a bracha of Asher Galanu. There's a bracha Ruka Hanes, no? Shasanisim and beyond. Yeah, those are the Pursumi Mitzvah, Surinisa Mitzvahs. Chazor Kovei, a separate bracha on the Nes. And there, it's a Mishnah Mufreshes. That, you know what? If a Ani cannot afford, that's not an excuse. Ani b'Yisrael, lo yifchesu lo mi'arba kosos. You know, it has to be provided. Tzedakah. So my commissioner writes, ready for this line, if it's true when it comes to dala kosos, kol shkem b'ner chanuk. Kol shkem b'ner chanuk. That's the Magen Mishnah. So the Lech commissioner is bothered by that. What kol shkem? What kol shkem? Why kol shkem? Right? What? Elami, who hadin? That's the lechem. My Mishnah say so too. If it's Arachim, no. Just like Dalakosis is Persuminisa, and an Ani is obligate of Isabet, so too. Why Kolshke? Why is Ner Chanukah considered to be a Kolshke? Why exactly is that true? That's the Arachim of Lechem Mishnah. Maybe one could just simply answer. Why exactly is that true? Why is there a Kolshke? So I'll tell you this. There is a Shavuos Yaakov. It's in Chelek Gimel, Simmentes. That writes just simply the following. When you learn these Shabbos Sugyos, now, Shabbos Chaf Dalet. The Gemara says, when you daven Shemoneh Esrei, you have to say Ala Nisim. The Gemara raises the following issue. What about Benjamin? What about Benjamin? You know, we always mention a Kedusha Sayyam and Benjamin. Shabbos, Yantip. Hanukkah, it really doesn't have a Kedusha Sayyam in that classic sense, no? Of Nisim Alacha, and Shabbosam, and Tishbos. So the Gemara raises the issue that, you know what, do you have to mention Ala Nisim and Benjamin? So Tosfos is bothered that why would you distinguish? Why would you distinguish? Also, Tosa says the following, very, very simply. Recitation of Al Nisim is part of the Pirsum Hanes. Pirsum Hanes. That's all Nisim is. It makes sense to do so in Tefillah. Chiddush HaTosas. Tefillah B'tzibur hi. No? Tefillah's B'tzibur. You're mentioned to yourself. You're mentioned to yourself. Is it so obvious that a person has to do that as well? And Erechanan, even that we assume yes? We assume yes. But Tosla says the basis to distinction, the reason that this is a given back and forth, is because when it's B'tzibur, when it's B'yachid. So that's what the Shvus Yaakov writes, that Dalakosis is a form of Pursuminis, and that's clear, but it's B'soch HaBayis. Relatively speaking, it's B'tzinu. The degree of Pirsum Hanes of Dalakosos pales compared to the Tefach HaSamach LePesach Rishus HaRabim. And that, he suggests, is the Kolshkein of the Magid Mishnah. If you have to be Mocher Ksuso for the Pirsum Hanes, which relatively speaking, right, is in the confines of your own home, so Kolshkein, we're talking about a magnified Pirsum Hanes, which requires Mocher Ksusa. That's one possibility. Others assume maybe another possibility. Let's assume you don't have Dalakosis. You don't have Dalakosis. Yeah, but you know what? You'll still have your Seder. And you'll still have Sipur Yitzias Mitzrayim. And you'll still have Achilas Matzah, no? The Mitzvah Deraisa, no? So you know what that means? Even if I'm lacking Dalakosis, there's no Pursum in Issa. There's no Pursum in Issa. You're right. One element of Pursum in Issa is missing. The Persuminisa of Dalakosos. Yeah, but it's not all or nothing. You're spending hours in Persuminisa, no? And yet, you have to Ksusa. When it comes to Ner Chanukah, guess what? You can sing your Mosur, and you can have your dreidel, and you can, you know. But the Persuminisa is the Hadlakas Aneros. The Lakas Aneros. The Persuminisa is defined in terms of the Mitzvah Sadlaka. Whereas when it comes to the Lo Seder, there are many, many different manifestations of Pursum Nisa. One is not compromising the Pursum Nisa Lagamre, no, by not drinking the Dalakosos, but that would be true here. That would be true here. Well, so maybe that's part of the Koshka, the Magid Mishnah. If Yafi Moker Ksuso for an element of Pursum Nisa, which is Dalakosos, certainly for the essential Pursum Nisa, which is the case when it comes to Ner Chanukah. So a fascinating issue, that unusual. The Rama Mufurish, that the Ani Mocher Ksusa, sell the shirt off of your back. So this applies when it comes to Ner Chanukah. Let me ask you, what about when it comes to Ner Shabbos? So the Gon writes yes. Ooh, Ner Shabbos is Reish Samach Gimel. So the Gon writes, yeah, if it's true when it comes to Ner Chanukah, it's true when it comes to Ner Shabbos as well. That's what the Bir Halacha writes. It's in Reis Samach Gimel. So Mocher Ksuso, applies to Ner Chanukah. It applies to Ner Shabbos. Yeah, because the Gemara says if you have a single mare and it's Shabbos Chanukah, use it for Shabbos. Because Ner Shabbos is on you. So Mocher Ksuso would apply to Ner Shabbos as well. And again, one has to be careful about Diyukim in the Rambam. But when you look in the Rambam, you notice like a glaring difference. In Ochos Chanukah, Dalet Yud Beis, the Rambam is Mufurish. Mocher Ksusa v'lokeach shemen v'neiros u'mavid. No? Mocher Ksusa. And what about when it comes to Hilchos Shabbos? That's in Perakei Hilchos Shabbos. The Rambam does not write that. The Rambam writes, what happens if you don't have? You don't have. There the Rambam says, yes. Get. But the Rambam does not write Mofer Ksus. You know, for Shabbos, Perakei Halacha Aleph, the Rambam does not say you're obligated to sell the shur off your back. And yet, in Perakei Halacha Yabez, in Moschanaka, the Rambam says you are. I would say the simple mashmaos of the Rambam is, you know, Shabbos is very kosher. But it doesn't have the element of Persuminisa. Persuminisa requires Mofer Ksusa. And that's true when it comes to Ner Chanukah. And that's true when it comes to Ner Shabbos. Okay, what's wrong? So maybe one could argue yes, and one could argue no. Poshim Shal the Rambam, not that way. But as you mentioned, you know, last year, the Kedushin Chavtes, no? That could result in like a fascinating paradox, no? You have a person who's an Ani. It's the Shabbos before Chanukah. Then he says, do I have to sell the shirt off my back in order to buy Ner Shabbos? So I say no. Why don't I help the Ani? Okay, that's a good question. No. That's the joke. The person was very excited for it. He found a real Ani. So someone said, you know, you tell me who it is. I can help him. Help him. I need him next year. I worked very hard to find this money, you know, so it, you know, better you should remain. So, last Shabbos. Shabbos for Hanukkah. So, Mdogim Orfuxus. All of a sudden now, it's Shabbos Hanukkah. So look, I wanted to check in. Remember last week you told me, no. For Ner Chanukah, he won't purchase. Okay. He sells a shirt off his back. He has one candle. What do you do with that candle? No. Wait, Shabbos Kaf Gimel. You only have one candle. Ner Chanukah, Ner Shabbos. Ner Shabbos is on it. For Ner Shabbos, I don't have any more purchases. No? So what would you do exactly? Exactly, but not so simple. Now, you would say, you know, you don't have to mocher ksuso because if you're selling it, you're using it on Shabbos, and Shabbos doesn't require. So that's like unusual. Like last night, I had to, for Thursday night of Hanukkah, I had to sell my other shirt. No, and here I don't because I don't like Ner Chanukah. I use it for Ner Chanukah, and I ignore Ner Shabbos Adit. I have to sell my other shirt also to get two pneiros, one for Ner Shabbos, one for Ner Chanukah. What would you do on Shabbos Chanukah in terms of Mofer Ksusa? If indeed, according to the Rambam, there's a difference. Not so clear. No. But the lumb is still to one direction, another direction. What would you do in that particular case of Shabbos Chanukah, where you only have to Mofer Ksusa for Ner Chanukah, but once you have a Ner, you have to use it for Ner Shabbos. So last year, we discussed right, the Gemara Kedushin Chavtes Mareis, no? And there was an incredible Kehemda, no? Parshas Vayitzim. No? The issue was this. I'll just say it quickly. No? Kedushin Chavtes, Machlokas Tachachamim Rabbi Yehuda. You know, a person has very, very limited funds. And he has two mitzvahs. One mitzvah is Pidyon Aved. Another mitzvah is Aviyah L'Regel. I'll be the regular. I don't have funds for both. I have to choose one or the other. Liftos espino, v'lalos the regular. V'lalos the regular. So the Chachamim say, Pinya Ben comes first. Well, why is that true? Because take a look at the pasuk in Shmos Lamed Aleph. Kol b'chor b'nayich tifteh, v'lo yirufan ereka. That's the Seder of the pasuk. Pinya Ben and Aliyah the regular. Follow the Seder of the pasuk. And Rabbi Yehuda disagrees and says, no. Aliyah the regel is a mitzvah overis. You know, you can't do that next week. You have to do that now. Pidyon HaBen, ideally, of course, it should be now, but you know what? You can do Pidyon HaBen later. So if you have a choice, a mitzvah overis takes place. Well, that's a fascinating focus. Which one comes first? So ask you a very, very simple question. The guy has no money whatsoever. No. You know what? So does he use it for this, use it for that? Yep. what you know what sounds, why is he chayiv in anything? You know? Why is he chayiv? The Gemara says the guy only has five slime, and it's his pinyin eben and it's his son's pinyin eben. What should you use it for? If you only have five slime, you know what I would tell you? Don't do either. No, isn't that mafurish? No. Tough ration and vote. Isn't that mafurish? That if a person does not have the funds for mitzvah, Pelosa, so you have to give up all the basis. We just discussed this when it came to in Isra'ese, remember? Not so long ago. In Isra'ese, it's like a law of kolon beso. A mitzvah to say, Ayavaz is Yosher Mechodesh. Tafresh and Vav. Kufnun Zayin in Yoredeya. No? Why not say to the guy, you know what? Whoa, you don't have to do either one. Why is it a question of you obviously have to give up your last sin? It's just a question of you, do you do it for A, do you do it for B? That's the question of Shabru deals, the Ber Halacha. Tafresh and Vav. Why you chayv in any? So you know what the Klai Chemda writes? You shouldn't be chayiv. But there's something unusual about Pidyon Aben. There's something unusual about Pidyon Aben. I'm a vazir zay vazir yos mechomish. You know what? So guess what? You lent me $1 million. Guess what? I experienced a windfall. You know, I made $2 million in this deal. I turned to you and said, I can't pay you back yet. Because Chomesh, you know? I only have $2 million, and I owe you $1 million. When I get to my $5 million, then I'll pay you back. But for a mitzvah, Priyas Valkov, I don't have to spend so much in my mouth for a mitzvah. You know what you're going to respond? Ooh, you're going to respond that, ooh, that was the recent shir, no? There's no halacha Chomesh when it comes to a shibud of dinim amanos. A shibud of amanos is chomesh. When it comes to a mitzvah, yes. When it comes to a shibud of dinim amanos, really? Only when I have five times as much, I have to pay back my chov. Priyas bal chov is not just a mitzvah. Priyas bal chov is a shibud. A shibud. So you know what the chiddush is? The Gaon writes that pidyon aben is not just a mitzvah. Pidyon aben is a shibud of dinim amanos. It's an indebtedness. This is what you owe. We'll have to discuss this more. Tzedakah, maybe a difference between Kfod Abriyos of a Chai and a Mace. A Shibud, a Shibud. There's no Chachonish when it comes to, So that's what the Klei Chemda writes. That Pidyon Aben is a Kichol. It's a Shibud. There's a Shibud Aguv. There's a Shibud Nechasim. There's no Halacha Chomesh. Well, so far, so the Chemda writes the following. So then that should be obvious. I don't have to spend all this money for Aliyah L'Regel, but I have to spend this money for Pidyon Aben, because Pidyon Aben is a sheep of Dinim Amanos, and Aliyah L'Regel is a mitzvah. So I'm exempt from the mitzvah because of Chomesh. Good? And I'm chayiv in Pidyon Aben because there's an element of Priyas HaChov. So what do you mean, Rabbi Yehuda says Aliyah L'Regel comes first? Chacham saying, "Oh, Pidyon Aben because of a pasuk. Pidyon Aben comes first because that's a chol, and you're chayiv in the chol, and you're not chayiv in the mitzvah because if you don't have the funds, you're exempt from a mitzvah. That's a pretty good kasha, no? That's the Klei Chemda's kasha. Kasha Sviyetze. So, ooh, the Klei Chemda writes a stunning teretz, and maybe this is very relevant. No, this teretz is this. You know, a person." You know, tuitions, you know, the larger family tuitions can like be through the roof, no? The tuitions can be through the roof in general, no? But if you start, you know, the larger the family, tuitions can be a little bit beyond. You know, so it's not so unusual. It doesn't mean a person's an uneven. You know what? You know, you can get a certain reduction, you know, like, you can end up paying six digits in scholarships in tuitions, not like, after taxes, no. So like it can amount to a large amount of money. So a person came to me and said the following. You know what? That there was a school that was very, very generous, and they gave him like a very, very significant scholarship because understandably, that they gave him like a 75% scholarship. Very generous. No? Okay. The other children went to another school. They're not all kids in the same school. Different ages. They went to the high school. The other school was not as generous. They gave him a 25% scholarship. So the first school went back to him, and he said, look, we were willing to give you a 75% scholarship in order that you could take the funds and put food on your table, meet your expenses. But we're not giving you a 75% scholarship that you can pay the other institution tuition, no? That wasn't our intention. You came to us, you need money for basic necessities. You know what? We're fully on board. But we're not giving you a scholarship in order to just to take the money and to give it to the other yeshiva, the other Beis Yaakov, no? So they asked me, does that make sense? You know? Does it make sense? I thought, yeah, Klei Chemda, Parshas Vayetzeh. Makes sense? Yeah, that's the Klei Chemda. The Chemda writes the following, you know, mitzvos are very understanding. Mitzvos are good people, no? So you know what? The mitzvah feels terrible. That you don't have. Okay, so you know what the mitzvah says? I'm ochel. You know, rather than you spend the money for this mitzvah, for Aliyah Lerega, or whatever the mitzvah is, you know what? Take the money and use it for your basic provisions. Mitzvahs are very understanding. They're very generous people, you know? So good, everybody walked out with a smile. The mitzvah's happy, the guy's happy. All of a sudden, the mitzvah sees the guy, takes the money, and he's using it for Binyan HaBen. I wasn't mocha my kavod that you should not perform my mitzvah to take the funds and use it for, if you're going to use it for the basic provisions, I understand. But if you're going to take that money and use it for Pinyin HaBen, you know, now I'm insulted, now I come forward. I'm greater than Pinyin HaBen. I'm a mitzvah overis, no? Why are you taking the funds and using it for this instead of that? You know what? You were mochel? Yeah, you were mochel using the money for a basic provision. Well, so in other words, the whole halacha, when it comes to mitzvahs to say, ha-yivaz ve-zyosha mechomesh, is in order to take those funds and to make sure you have the necessary essentials. But if there's another malveh that you're going to be paying, why are you paying him then? Then pay me? No? That's the Klei Chemda. So the Chemda writes the following. If Pidin HaBen is a Shiva and a Dina Mamanos, that requires Tashlumin, then I'm a mitzvah. The mitzvah also requires Tashlumin. I'm not willing to forego what is owed to the mitzvah, that it should be used for the purpose of the Pidin HaBen. So now we have to assess what's greater, what's higher. Oh, so maybe one could argue, are the irregulars better because of the mitzvah veris? Maybe Pidin HaBen is greater because it's mentioned first in the Pasuk. But there's no halacha that you're potter because of Chomesh if the money is going to be used for anything else other than the basic provisions. No? That's the Chiddush of the Klei Chemda. It starts with Pidin HaBen as being a Shibud in Dinei Mamonos, and then there's no Ptur of Chomesh, but there wouldn't be a Ptur of Chomesh in a mitzvah if the money is going to be used to satisfy another creditor. No? Just like the tuition mashal. No? I'm happy to give you a reduction to use the money where it's needed, but not to pay tuition elsewhere. No? Why is his tuition more chashuv than my tuition? No? Good? That's the Klei Chemda. Take a look. Verses B8. So I'll tell you the following. That would result in like a stunning halacha. Let's say it's a typical Shabbos. And you know, there's no halacha yet to mocha ksusa for Ner Shabbos. So Ner Shabbos is very understanding. No? Shalom Bayis. Very understanding. No? So Ner Shabbos will turn to you and say, you know what? Forget about me. Take the money and take care of your provisions. Guess what? It's Shabbos Hanukkah. And you know what? I see that you're taking those funds and you're buying an Ner Hanukkah. You're buying an Ner Hanukkah. If you're going to use it for Neros, Ner Hanukkah, Ner Shabbos is adi. If you're using it to take care of basic necessity, I'm okay with that. But if you're going to tell me that, you know what, that, no, Ner Hanukkah demands Mocher Ksuso because of Pursimei Nisa, and you're going to take the money that should have been used for Ner Shabbos and you're going to spend it on Ner Hanukkah, I object. Shabbos Chav Gimel. Ner Shabbos, Ner Hanukkah, Ner Shabbos is Adit. So you know what that conclusion will be? Pretty stunning. That on Shabbos Hanukkah, you're obligated to be Mocher Ksuso for Ner Shabbos. For Ner Shabbos. Not last week, not next week, this week, no? You're obligated to mocher ksusa for Ner Shabbos. Last week, you know what? Keep your garment. I'm ochel. But if you're going to be selling your garment for mitzvah B, I'm more chashuv than mitzvah B. No, Ner Shabbos is adiv. And therefore, maybe that Shabbos you'd have to do so. It's a fascinating spin, no? Fascinating twist. But you saw that Chemda, I think, is he doesn't discuss this. He discusses the Gemara condition of Chates, of a Pirina Ben and a Lila Regel. But the Yisod, it's not just a chok. You don't have to spend money for mitzvah. It means if you don't have the funds, use the funds for a basic necessity. But if the circumstance dictates that it can't be used for that purpose, then let it be used for the purpose of the mitzvah. And therefore, in Echinami, that we have to assess which mitzvah is considered to be the mitzvah chamura. Okay.